I think he's just given everyone on offense a lot of confidence in what we're doing offensively. He believes in the system. He's doing a good job of making sure guys get open, making sure that we're protected, making sure we have the right play in the situation. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Everyone, it takes all 11. I mean, I think the more you're around it as a player, you realize offensive, defensive, special teams, how everyone's connected, how it takes an entire team. And offensively, you can have one great player, but without the other 10, it's hard to be successful out there. So we all just got to keep working in the same direction. We're all learning as we go. Mark's learning more and more about us, about what we like, what we're good at, what we feel comfortable with. And each week we can slightly build on that. We can't take giant steps from week to week. We just got to take small steps, and hopefully by the end of the year we're where we want to be. I think it's just circumstance. I don't think we can pin it down on anything. They're getting better and better and better on defense and offensively, so they're becoming a team that you got to take seriously. And where we're at in our season, especially offensively, we got to get to work this week. I think we've had two good days, and we got to finish up tomorrow and just be ready for a pretty big challenge, because offensively they're capable of scoring a lot of points, and defensively they're playing well, especially on third down. I think it all starts with Trestman and the rest of the coaches there. Everyone is really even keeled, especially on game day. There's going to be some frustration from time to time, but when you look at those guys and see how calm they are and how confident they are about moving on and going on to the next play and being confident with the next play call, it makes our job easier. Yeah, I mean, hopefully it is clean. We've been really good operating before the snap of the ball the first three games, so we got to continue that. Probably not going to see as many blitzes as we saw last week. That being said, those front four are good. So we have to take care of that. I've got to be on time. Receivers got to get to their spots. So everyone collectively, we can't let down this week. We've got to stay on it. We've got to stay focused. Yeah, I mean, he critiques himself. I mean, I think he's critiquing himself during games. As soon as the game's over, he's thinking, he's always thinking, I wish I would have done this, wish I would have done that. So he's, Mark would be a really good coach, is taking a lot of pressure off the players and saying, hey, what could I have done better? How could I have helped them? What play could I have put them in to keep them out of that situation? And he's always going through that in his mind. And as a player, you got to respect that, because he's doing everything possible he can possibly do to make sure that he's giving you the right play call and learning from past experiences of what works and what doesn't work. So it's good. Both. I think it's both. We've definitely worked on it, but I don't think you can have good mechanics unless you are taking less hits and you're feeling comfortable in the pocket and able to step up. It's hard to I think you'd ask any quarterback. It's hard to get hit early in a game and hit often and still be able to sit in there and have good mechanics. I think that's been kind of our emphasis the first 3 weeks, of making sure we are cleaning the pocket so that we can stay fundamentally sound. With my mechanics. You watch him play, and you wouldn't think that he's played as little amount of football as he has, especially in college. You would think that he played, a couple of years in college, just like everyone else, and came into the league the way that he's matured as quickly as he has on the field. So it's been fun to watch. He still has a lot left to learn. On the field and off the field, but he's open to anything that we teach him, any guidance we have for him, so it makes it easy to be around him.
Did it ever worry you early on with his hyperness that he was able to channel that?
Yeah, I think we got the right guy in the room with him, with Chrome and the veteran guys on the left side. We've got a good group that can kind of handle that and help him channel that aggressiveness and hyperactivity that he has the right direction. But it's also a good thing, because we do have four pretty laid-back guys on that offensive line, and to have one other guy that is, your go-getter and always talking and always energetic, it's a good mix. Yeah.